Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. What up?
What is going on, Brother B?
Not much, Big Red. Hello, everybody in internet, radio, blog talk, radio land. Or whoever listening worldwide. Yo, what up? It's Brother B. It's Big Red. The menu.
Yes, I see you.
Yes, I'm awake. Got some sleep today.
You're awake?
I'm awake now.
You wide awake?
Yeah. I did my Jack Bauer last night. I'm 24. So now I'm all right now. I got some sleep. What up, Red? What's going on?
What's going on is these people is going crazy.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You are
not
lying.
People going crazy. They all over the place. You can't stop them.
Yeah, no. They're like the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like the biters from The Walking Dead. Can't stop them.
Oh, my God. You can't.
Yeah. So, once again, what up, everybody? It's Big Red, Brother B. Welcome to another episode of The Menu. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And, yeah, man, it's been, I guess there's no other way to get into it, to just dive right into it. Because, you know, our topic for tonight,
we just want to jump into it, that's all.
Yeah, because I'm not going to have filters, but I'm going to have some filters. You know, I'm going to try and, you know, keep it clean as much as possible. Not too many, you know, hits below the belt. But, yo, I mean, I got to call a spade a spade. It is what it is, man. You know, this is real talk right here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, tonight's topic, the psychological scam behind social media. Now, it's not just been the past couple of weeks with social media. It's just been going on, period. But over the past couple of weeks, it's just been some real crazy going on with, like, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to gauge, my question is, where do people really think that they could just come off and, like, Facebook Live was supposed to be this tool to... Oh, I don't know, gang rape somebody, kill people, shoot yourself, kill yourself. Are people that desperate for attention?
Yes, they are. I'm just gonna go right into it off the bat. They are. We come to the point in this society of ours where people are desperate for attention. They will do anything and everything to get it. And, you know, it's sad because we can't say it's the young kids anymore or the young people. We have grown adults, and I'm not talking about, like, 40 or 50-year-olds. We're talking about, well, yeah, you can say 40 or 50-year-olds, 60, you know, people that are grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, all of this. And they're looking for attention from Facebook, and I've never seen in all the years I've been on this earth such like ridiculousness. of the things that people will do to get a little attention, either from one person or a lot of people. And I'm telling you, those likes are the devil. The likes, the thumb thing. That I didn't know the thumb was. I didn't know that sign meant was the devil. I didn't know that's, you know, that's what that was. Because
wait,
people think
the devil?
That.
I didn't know that.
I'm talking about.
That.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, yeah,
metaphorically,
you can say that because, like, this is, it's like, people get those likes and they let it go to their head. And it's just like, dog, like, do you have any, to me, it's like, what do you, when you look in the mirror, do you have any self-worth of yourself? Or do you feel like, you must don't feel highly of yourself because you're letting social media or people on social media
Pump your ego
and dictate who you are as a person. And I think that's what people are getting away from. They're getting away from being yourself. They look in the mirror and it's like, oh, I'm not. I must be something wrong with me if I'm not getting attention out in the street. But oh, I get all this attention on Facebook. And then what don't help it none is all those filters. The this, the that, you can throw makeup on. If you ain't you person, woman that don't wear makeup, but you can throw makeup on Facebook, and all of a sudden you getting 200 and 300 likes. Like I said, you're in the street, you ain't wearing clothes like that, but oh, you go on Facebook half butt naked, and you got 300 likes. It's just like they letting this stuff, they letting this attention, and it's going back. It's going back to once again. You're being brought up, how you're being brought up, how you're being raised, because nobody, like I said, nobody's raising anybody anymore. I think everybody's being raised by either damn gorillas, a damn ape, or wolves or something. You can't be being raised by a human being because of the things that you're doing for attention at that. And
well,
I see it with a lot of people. Go ahead.
Well, all right. When you said the whole thing about, you know, your worth, and some people don't have self-worth because they don't have self-love. And on top of that, a lot of people don't even know who they are. So they
But why they don't know who they are?
Because, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people just don't take the time. Or don't even want to spend the time. I think that's what it is. A lot of people, or humanity nowadays, humans, period, let's just say humans, do not want to take the time to find out who they are.
Right, I
so
understand
rather,
that.
So,
not to cut
so
you
they
off.
So they rather be someone else or be something else instead of actually taking the time to, like, see who, you know, what's within them.
But I understand that. But the thing is, it has to come from being brought. It has to come from home, because that's your first form of contact as a child. That your first 5 years of your life, maybe 6 or 7, maybe a little longer than that. That's the first people that are supposed to give you attention, either your mother, father, or, you know. It's either mom or dad.
Well, Red, look at it. Nowadays, it's a lot of single mothers out there. You also have a percentage of single fathers. You got, and once, and then even in dual parent households, everybody's working 9 to 5, 5 to whenever, and you know, no one really has that time to actually spend with their kids because they're trying to pay the rent, they're trying to pay the bills, and you know what? Society, the system, not only society in some parts, but the system also preaches and is about a moral collapse that's been going on.
Right,
like
I get that.
The system is all about, listen, you don't need him and you don't need her and this, this, that, you can do it on your own. Or, matter of fact, here, listen, just child support, and you can take them to court. Oh, there's welfare and social services, then you can get on that. Like, there's certain things.
Right, but then when you do
use,
that.
Then some people just want to use it as a mattress and just lay on it.
But then when you do that, then you start hearing the stuff about, oh, well, we got to cut welfare because, you know, all of them, that's all they do is run on welfare. It's like, which one's like, damned if you do and damned if you don't with them. But my thing
well,
is this.
Well, first of all.
It doesn't matter. Guess what? My thing is this. When you didn't always have, like, everybody didn't have dual parent household growing up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lucky for us that
yeah.
we did. Not everybody had it, but I'm sure both of us have grown up with certain people. I've known people that just had their mom or just had their dad or, you know, or whatever. But guess what? They wasn't looking for that type of attention, and they still don't do that. A lot of them are my you know, friends of mine on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, and people I went to school with, but they're not looking for that type of attention. I'm not saying there's not one of them that were out there doing that.
But Red, when we were coming up, this type of stuff didn't exist. Like people, like there was, it was a different type of attention. It wasn't even attention. It was more like affection. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But now
right.
it was more of affection. But now you got people who are looking for full blown. Hey, notice me. I'm here. Because they feel that jumping on social media is the only way to make themselves relevant. Because
right.
maybe they have no talent.
They were never relevant. They were never relevant.
Well, the whole thing is you got to be relevant to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be irrelevant to yourself and try to make yourself relevant to the world. Because
okay,
in the grand scheme of things, like, all right, there was something else that somebody posted on Facebook. Now, once again, this is not an attack on Facebook. This is not an attack on Twitter. This is not an attack on Instagram. But, yo, once again, there has to be some type of accountability, and people are misusing these platforms to just do some dumbass shit.
Right.
Now,
right.
A couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, on Facebook, somebody posted a video, and it was a girl, posted a video of herself, like, she was trying to climb down, or something, she was trying to jump off a staircase in her house, or she was trying to climb down or something. Well, either way, a dumbass fell, and she probably hurt herself. But my thing is, what part of your brain thought it was okay for you to climb down? Like, Spider-Man is a character in the comic book.
You know what she was trying to do, right?
Well, please enlighten me.
She was really trying. Please enlighten me. What she was really trying to do, you know how some people have the houses, when their house, they have the upstairs and downstairs, and their upstairs have like a hallway, like a balcony part.
Okay.
What
yeah.
she was trying to do is jump from that balcony part. She was trying to jump onto her couch. Now, I don't know what movie she's seen it in, what show, what video, because I'm sure it was some dumbass something that she's seen it in. But she was trying to jump from the couch. Now, guess what? Hopefully this young lady goes to school, and she should have like measured that shit out a little better when she did that. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen,
but that's what she was.
Right.
That was her goal.
Okay, that was a dumbass goal.
it definitely was. Because I'm sure she's very hurt right now.
I don't know what's in. I think it's something in the food or in the water or something to start making people do dumb shit like this. Because yo, real talk. All right, back in the days, remember there was a TV show called The Fall Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character, the main character was Lee Majors. Now he was a stuntman.
Yes.
Now there's a lot of things that he did in the show, but we ain't go outside doing like there was stuff that we did. We as kids, we did some crazy shit. But that right there, that
no.
didn't make no goddamn sense.
But see,
but
she did that.
What was worse, mm-hmm. You recorded it. You recorded it. And
somebody recorded it.
And said, let's put it on Facebook. Yo, you damn near broke your back, and you gonna put it on Facebook?
Because and you know what it is also. Guess what? Just like you said, it's the attention. And then guess what? Those memes and videos and stuff like that. It's like people want to be in those things now. It's they don't care. My thing is, I don't like. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a certain age. I don't like being being embarrassed. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't like to be the center of attention unless it's something good. You know, like something good. I don't like being embarrassed and being, you know, looked at a certain way. But it's like it's all right now for people to be embarrassed like that. They don't mind it. They don't mind if somebody's
okay,
making fun of them.
So it's okay to be a clown.
Right, it's okay to be a clown and be looked upon and they got fouled. Because guess what? Your records look good. If you were on Facebook and Instagram, I'm who, me?
Yeah,
oh,
you're breaking up.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Now, if you on social media, as a young person being on social media, and say that incident that happened to you, and they put it on a meme, or they put it in a video, or somebody takes that video and do something in Photoshop and all that other stuff. So guess what? People gonna start wanting. Oh, yo, that happened to her. Yo, let me see what her Instagram is. Next thing you know, she got 3 billion followers. Why she got 3 billion followers? Well, for that one video that somebody then remixed and did all kinds of stuff with. You understand what I'm saying?
That mean? Okay, but now after that, you got to step up your game. So if you was jumping off a balcony to try to jump to the couch, now you got to go from the Grand Canyon to the Potomac River. You got to outdo yourself now.
What's that thing from
you
the
can't
pictures
just be
that,
jumping,
that...
Like, you got 1 billion followers now. You just can't be jumping from balconies to couches. You got to you got to do it big now.
No, across
you
the
gotta,
board
like,
now. On a
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, or you got to, like, do a wheelie down a hill with a monkey on your back while eating a cheese.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to step up your game.
Oh,
you
my gosh, you got me evil Knievel. So
yeah, exactly. You have to step up your game, son. You can't just be jumping from
couch
to couch.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's all about that 5-minute hype. Like, okay, let's take another thing, even though this may not be more of attention thing. But look at, I was just saying to myself today, I was on my way to work and I was listening to Stop Looking, Listen by MC Light. So I was like, yo, the lyrics, I'm like, yo, the lyrics, it's like, I love it.
Exactly.
But then I was thinking about it and I was like, yo, Remy Ma, now look how they gave Remy Ma all that hype. Yo, she was the it thing, what, last month. Now you notice you don't hear nothing more about her.
Because
like you hear about her, but you don't hear too much about it now.
Because it's attention span, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's all about the hype. It's like, yo, let's hype something up. Give it a couple of months. Let's give it a month, and then within the month, it's done. You don't even hear about anything anymore.
Exactly. All right. So all right, let's really get in. Let's really get in deep. Let's just go in, because this past week we have had, and I'm gonna be disrespectful, because I've heard a good friend of mine, she went up on Facebook and said something about mental issues and the black community and all this and that. I get it, and I respect it. I respect it only when it's a real mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't respect it. Like, I don't want it to be confused when you have some rogue asshole going out here doing stuff to people that, is just committing heinous acts.
Because
so,
you mad
course,
at your girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, and see, that right there, that had nothing to do with, that had nothing to do with his girlfriend. That had nothing to do with his mama. Like, yo, he was just...
No, actually, it probably did have something to do with his mama, but go ahead.
Listen, he's a punk. He's a punk. And he got what he deserves. Whether he did it or someone else did it, he's a punk. Because, yo, I'm for the life of me, I can't understand how it even went that far. First of all, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Robert Goodwin. My condolences to his family. That's number one, because that was the man that he recorded himself shooting on Facebook Live. Now, the thing that I've one of my issues that I've had with Facebook for a very long time is the fact that how is it that people post these things, post certain things, and no one seems to stop it? Like, remember
right,
when,
or get reported, exactly.
Exactly. Now, remember when they were, you had so-called terrorists that were beheading people and posting it on YouTube and stuff like that. All right, check this out. What makes people who videotape, because I've also seen stuff on Facebook where there was this dude, he must have just got, this kid, he must have just got shot in the head, and he's laying on the floor, and somebody's just recording it. Like, yo, really? Do you think that's a good way for his mother to find out or a loved one to find out that he's shot in the street like that? Like, dude, you can't, whether it was a man or woman, whoever it was, you don't have nothing else better to do with your life but record somebody who's probably dead on the floor. You know how disrespectful that is? You know
they don't care because they don't have.
You know how, well, that's the thing. You know how sick that is? So you sit there and somebody chopping somebody's head off, and he's a terrorist, chop somebody's head off, and putting it on YouTube. You say that's disgusting, but then you turn around, what, you say that what you're doing is a work of art?
Yeah, but you have to realize something. When that happened that time with the man, with that happening, remember, it really wasn't any social media. That was more like just YouTube. Remember, it wasn't no Instagram, wasn't no Facebook, it wasn't this, wasn't that. So it was like, and then you got to remember, well, actually, you got to remember a couple of things. It wasn't, you know, all of that going on. That was just YouTube. Second of all, remember, that was a American citizen that happened to. And remember, that was just a little bit, was it after, like a little bit after 9/11 that happened?
Yeah.
Or it happened a little bit after 9/11? Oh, okay. So it was a little bit after 9/11. So you know they were, you know what they was trying to do, you know, around that time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, unfortunately, and I'm going to say it, and I'm sorry, but the person was Caucasian that they was doing that to. So those three things right there is the reason why they made such a big deal. But now, like I said, it shouldn't have happened to nobody, whether he was black, white, or whatever. That's just something that just I don't think anybody would want to see or want to see anyway. But at the same time, now if you look at it now, guess what? It's our people that's doing it. Remember, we've been looked at for years like a bunch of clowns and this, that, and the other.
But
remember
now
that.
But now we're proving
right, exactly.
We're really
but we've been looked at like that for years. So guess what? A bunch of clowns, a bunch of animals. So guess what? Do you think they care that we're showing or recording each other being killed in the street? You think they care about that? They're like, oh, they do that anyway. That's something that we know that they do. Now they're just
the
showing us that they do it.
But my problem is this, is the escalation. The whole thing is escalated. First of all, I don't know, I don't care what business you're in. As a human, you should be ashamed of yourself. Matter of fact, you're the type of person that shouldn't even, you don't even deserve the label of a human.
Mm.
Like, you're a piece of trash. If
what?
You can sleep at night, if you can sleep at night knowing that you're allowing something like this to broadcast over something that you own, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter. How could you look yourself in the mirror knowing that you're allowing this? I remember at one time on Facebook, there was this man naked with a little baby, and he was, like, putting his penis on the baby. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is on Facebook? Yo, I'm
you saying that? Oh, my God.
Yes. That's what I'm – this is what – yo, Big Red, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. How do you –
I would have recorded
this
that quick.
I did.
Well, I know you did. I ain't know about
But the whole
that.
Thing is – how, but my thing is, how do you even allow this stuff to be uploaded? And that wasn't the first. That's why I don't – stuff like that, I don't watch stuff like that. After that time, I saw and I couldn't even sit and watch. I just clicked on it real quick. I said, oh, my God, what?
But
know,
see, that's the thing.
Like,
sometimes those things – that's the thing. Sometimes certain things just pop, like if it's on somebody's page, and you know, you have friends on Facebook, and they have friends. So sometimes that stuff just pops up, or maybe sometimes it might be even spam. So you know, sometimes
it's somebody,
that's what it is.
It's in somebody else's feed. It's probably in somebody else's feed, and
right.
It pops up if you're friends with them or whatever.
Right. So, you know, that's the sad thing about just this internet and the world while we're like it was a good thing when they did it, but it's just like it's too much now because that's
well,
the thing. Everything could be shared with everybody.
But this is the psychological scam behind it. So
right.
It's like they just desensitize you.
Right.
To what's going on, so you can just go out there and just do it. Like, yo, once again, back in the days, we used to watch these shows like the A-Team. Yo, the A-Team
mm-hmm.
would jump out the van with weapons, and you would hear a whole bunch of shooting, but you ain't seen not a lick of blood. The only blood you would see is if somebody got punched in their face.
Yep, exactly.
You never seen anybody get shot.
Nope.
You saw B.A. Baracus and the rest of them knocking people out and throwing people all over the place in slow motion.
You're stupid. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying when we was talking about something before. What subject we was talking about a couple of weeks ago, and I was saying, like, this is what I'm saying about with the video game. That's part of the reason why a lot of these young people are, they're desensitized, they're disconnected, because these video games are so violent. And so I'm not saying all kids or young kids or even young adults. Some of them can distinguish the reality from the fantasy, but some of them can't. And they think they're going to go out there and they're going to get shot and they're going to get another life. No, that does not happen. This is a video game. They even get mad with the video. This is a game, and you're getting mad with the game like this is a real person. And something's wrong. To me, something is wrong with that. Because even with my own son sitting in here, and he's playing a basketball game on a computer, and he's getting mad like he's out there in the street playing basketball. And I'm like, yo, you got to be careful. But you know, it ain't just him. You got grown men. That's in their 30s and 40s doing the same thing. And I was when my son was younger, and I used to take him to the barbershop, and the guys used to be in there playing, and these are grown men, and they get mad over video game. And I'm like, y'all are bugging.
Not only is it the thing of competition, but it's also the thing of, you know, it's like, someone always feels that they have to be better.
Right.
So, once again, the psychological scam. First, it starts with, we're going to behead people and we're going to broadcast it because we want the world to know that the Americans were infidels and this, that, and the third. So it starts with these so-called terrorists beheading people and putting it on Facebook. But then, but then you got other stuff being put on YouTube too, which doesn't make any type of damn sense. But it starts there. Then you have Facebook. And then people start seeing pictures and people are saying stuff. But the next thing you know, it's a slow progression. Because then you got people.
Right,
who,
exactly.
If they're cowards, because you have people who are cowards and they hide behind the computer screen, and they talk some gangster stuff, and they put a picture up, or they say something, and they claim that they're tough when they're not. Then you got people who's like, okay, so I'm gonna put them, now we can upload videos. So I'm gonna upload to keep beating up on people. I'm gonna upload this or
remember World Star? Remember they had the 50 Cent had his own little thing, and World Star.
Yeah. I remember they had something called bum fights where they was making bums, would give bums money,
you know,
make them fight each other and stuff like that. Like,
you
listen,
said bum fight? Oh,
yeah, it's called bum fight. So you have all of that, and it's like, once again, it's just nothing but gratuitous violence. This country is in love with violence. Once you remove violence, I don't know what this country had. What, sex and rock and roll? Listen, violence.
I'd rather have that
key in this joint. Violence is key.
Yep. I'd rather have that than the violence.
And some of these social media outlets show just really seem to support it.
Yeah, because they know who's going to get them on their site.
Well, exactly. That whole so-called Facebook killer, because I'm not even going to say his name. You want to go up there and blame everybody for your life being wrong. And the sad part is, there's somebody who saw that and probably said, yeah, I feel where he's coming from.
No, you're an asshole.
Because you can't
sit there and blame somebody else.
You can't blame anybody else for your missteps. Once again, if you lived your life wrong, you can't sit there and blame somebody else for the bad decisions that you made.
Mm-hmm.
You just made some bad decisions. Just because him and his girlfriend, listen, we don't know what happened between him and his girlfriend. He could have been cheating on her, but she left him. And all of a sudden, he wanted to get mad because she left. Listen, we'll never know the whole truth. And you know what?
No, I don't really care.
This dude went around doing what he was doing. And for what?
And killed the innocent man for what?
To get some damn attention. Get some damn attention.
And that's the thing. That's probably why he did it. He probably did it for the girl. That's just like, what's his name? Son of Sam. You know that's why he went and killed some people, because of Jodie Foster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why he was doing it. He said he would.
Caller 5891, you're on the air with Dominion.
What's up? I was late.
Hey, what's up? What's up, the professor's up in the house. Yeah, man, it's been a while. I've been trying to call you guys, but every time there's those technical difficulties.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there was good technical difficulties?
Man, listen, look, I've been listening to the show, and all I got to say is this, is that I've said it before, and I say it again. We have become slaves to social media. Basically, we have, because you know what? Like you said earlier about the attention span. Listen, it's not just like you said. The teenagers are not doing it anymore. It's grown ass adults that are doing it now, seeking that attention. Everything is on Facebook Live. I remember a couple of months ago, there was a OG. I think it was in the South or something like that.
OG Bobby Johnson.
This dude, he was like, he's going to go on Facebook Live. He's going to go jack this dude up, and it's about to go live and stuff like that. And guess what happened?
He went and picked up.
Yeah, badly, on Facebook Live.
That is hilarious.
My man went over there and talked about, I'm going to go handle this kid that's stepping up to me and stuff like that. It's about to go live. And, you know, it was on World Star Hip Hop. That thing was all over World Star, man, that dude that got jacked up. I mean, it's like people are becoming slaves to social media. Everything is on Facebook Live. And, you know, Facebook Live, I mean, Wow, it's a curse. I mean, that thing is like unbelievable, because people are doing stupid things live. I mean, just the other day, a kid ended up committing suicide on Facebook Live.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, the kid that was playing with the gun.
Yeah,
right?
He was playing with the gun, and he ended up shooting himself.
All right, K-Dog, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Why the hell? First of all, what the hell are you doing playing with a goddamn gun in the first place?
How old was this kid?
I don't even know. I don't even know how old the kid is.
He was a teenager. I know that.
Oh, okay. Unbelievable.
Because, you're playing with a gun, but you're going to go on Facebook
live.
And play with a gun. Yeah. I don't get it. What's the fascination? What are you trying to show?
Get attention. attention. It's attention, man. It's all
it's
about attention.
Attention. That's what these kids, that's what it's about. It's like that was your attention seeker.
Negative or positive. Negative or positive, yep. It don't matter. You just want attention.
You got adults that do the same thing. They don't care if it's negative or positive as long as you're giving them attention.
I mean, just the other day, like Sunday, and I'm going to bring this up, that people, you see, this is the thing that people are doing now that is real stupid. I remember saying this on the show a couple of shows ago, but right now with crime, people are putting crime on Facebook Live because on Sunday in Coney Island, there was a 16-year-old kid that got jacked up. He was getting jumped and robbed. And it was on Facebook Live. It was on Facebook Live. They were taped, and you know what? Instead of people jumping in and trying to help the kid, instead of calling the cops, they go ahead and film this thing on Facebook Live. And I was just reading that the police caught two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the kids that jacked him up. And
unbelievable.
What do you know? I think a couple of days ago there was this guy in the Fort Greene section of Brooklyn. There was this young guy. He had 44 prior arrests, and this time he was getting arrested for robbing a cab driver. Him and his boy, and the police were right behind his door. And he goes on Facebook Live talking about, oh, man, they coming to get me, man. This is messed up. This is messed up. Take. This is messed up. This is messed up.
Wow.
And what do you know? He tied a bunch of blankets all tied up from the 11th floor. And guess what happened? As he climbed out the window on those blankets to try to, I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Escape, I guess.
To escape. And fell seven stories to his death.
Oh, you know what? I can't. Like,
Facebook, yo, you know what?
I can't.
What was the purpose?
Attention. Just to get likes on Facebook? I mean, you're getting likes, but now you're dead.
Now you're dead. Exactly. Getting the likes, but what you going to do with those likes?
First of all, how are you escaping from the cops on the phone?
Because you know what? The feds are police are following social media.
Why they leave a lot of this. This is exactly why they leave a lot of this stuff up and they don't take it down so the law enforcement can watch it. And hold on, before y'all say anything, to all you jackasses that do dumb shit, like put you beating somebody, raping somebody on social media, you dumb MFs, you're going to get caught because your
caught,
face is
exactly.
up there.
They
and
don't think they're
going
to get caught.
Listen, it's not
but
just
that's
your
the
face.
Sad part. They don't think they're going to get caught.
The feds are watching.
They can just trace stuff.
Because you know what? The feds are watching social media because you know what? They know a couple of dummies that will put their stuff on there. Because you know what? People want to talk about, oh, stop snitching. Stop snitching. I don't need to call the cops anymore. I don't need to snitch because you know why you're putting the stuff up on there. There was a girl who got robbed this girl's phone, and they used the girl's phone to take pictures of themselves on social media. They got caught.
But they gangster.
There was even.
They probably gangster.
There was even, and you know what else? There was even a gun. There was a gun smuggling ring that was going on, and how those guys got caught because one of the dummies will end up putting his picture on Instagram. Takes a picture on Instagram with the money. It looks like it was in some motel or something like that because he had the money on the bed and he took a picture holding both guns in his hand and got caught.
You see how dumb they are? I'm telling you.
No,
they just make it easy
for the cops.
The cops is this. The cops. You're doing the stupid dummy jackass stuff. They have, like, you.
Nobody snitched. Nobody snitched. You want to talk about
snitching? You snitched on yourself.
Big time. And you know what? When people put crimes of them jacking somebody, beating somebody up, or shooting up a place, they put it on social media just to show up, just to get that attention. But guess what? The feds are watching. And yep. with this fool who did what he did to get back, what, to get back at his girlfriend, I mean, not to, you know, the sad thing is, a 74-year-old man was murdered. Murdered on video.
Yep.
Yep. This was somebody's father. This was somebody's grandfather. That's the sad part
about
it.
They don't care
and you know, the
about
fool
that.
Didn't even care. He didn't even care about that. He didn't. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. There was no mental illness. This dude knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. That's exactly exactly. And everybody says the same thing, that he knew what he was doing.
Oh, but some people.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
No. No, it wasn't a mental illness. Cause
no
you know
mental
what? You
illness.
Get back
he knew what he was doing.
Okay, your girl dumped you. Okay, you did something wrong for her to dump you. And then after, you're going to go ahead and do something like that. And then the coward goes on to kill himself anyway.
I don't think he killed himself.
He did it because he was trying to get the. He was trying, I guess, to do it because he thought the girlfriend was going to pay him attention. It's like, dog, something is wrong with you. Something is mentally wrong with you.
You know, with people with social media, I mean, when MySpace and then Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what else? Snapchat, those things came out for people to connect with people, to connect with family
mm-hmm.
members. You could connect with old friends you haven't seen in years, and
right.
you could also connect with celebrities. But people are taking it to a far, far, far different extreme. It's becoming more and more dangerous. It's
right.
becoming an obsession because people, I don't know, they're psycho. People are becoming more brain dead, more
because,
psychologically
you know, they
brain
wanna,
dead.
They want to get their. They want to be famous.
They have
exactly.
nothing
else
you
going
be
on
famous.
In their life. They have nothing
no.
else going on in their life. But see, my whole thing is this. See, once again, the psychological scam. People
mm-hmm.
want to make it seem like they got something popping. Oh, I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, look
live
at me.
I'm
popping.
I'm on Facebook.
Listen,
I'm on Instagram.
Real movers and shakers ain't broadcasting their shit.
Absolutely.
Nope, they're not. Exactly.
Just like I was telling my brother, be like, he was talking about the one with the girl jumping off the balcony in her house, and I told him it's like a triple down effect. They see that, they make a meme out of her, and like I said, they remix it and. Put it on
yeah.
somebody else's page, it's this, that, and the other, one of those comedians or something like that, then guess what? When they start, you know, when people see that, they're like, oh, you know, I want to see her Instagram. What's her Instagram? Next thing you know, they go on Instagram, bam, she got 3 or 4 million likes or 2,000 and
oh,
something likes now.
Followers. And you know what, and you
right,
know what it is.
Right, followers over one, video, over something
and
stupid she did.
Exactly. Because you know what, people who, you know, like you said, real people don't have to broadcast their whole actions. There are some people who are on social media every day and every minute they're putting something
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're taking
yeah.
pictures of themselves.
You know
they're living their entire life,
but
even
you know
if
what?
They're using the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Look at the key word that's used. Followers.
Right.
Yep.
Look at the science behind that. If
yep.
you look up the definition of the word follower, because I'm not going to do it, follower, these people want to be followed.
Yep.
Yes.
And what you're doing is you're just nothing but sheep following
yep.
the shepherd. Whether right
yep.
or wrong, whether right or wrong, you're sheep following the shepherd. That's all you are. You don't have a brain of your own or a mind of your own, so what you're going to do is you're going to go follow somebody who's basically doing something dangerous that's going to wind up either killing themselves or killing somebody else.
Exactly.
Exactly.
This is what you do because you're a follower. So don't sit there
yeah.
and talk about you gangster. Don't sit there and talk about you this and you that because you're not. You're not gangster because you're busy following somebody doing stupid stuff on Facebook.
Although, you know, I'm not even going to say just Facebook. I'm looking at social media as a whole because this is what people have become. This is what the society has
sure.
become. They have become idiots. You know, they're becoming more ignorant day by day. Because if you're going to be on social media 24/7 every day of your life, that means you don't have a life. You have to take pictures of where you're going. You have to take a picture of, oh, this is me at work. Are you serious? At work, you're taking pictures of yourself at work.
It's me digging up my nose.
Me digging up my feet. Oh, look at what I'm wearing. Oh, look at me. You know, and the thing is, it's like you have to wonder, do people read books anymore? No, they don't.
No. They don't read. Read what?
What do they read? Ask them the last book they've read. And plus another thing. What makes me even more angry is that when it comes to the children, kids don't even know how to write anymore.
Mm-mm. Nope.
They don't.
Not at all. They don't. They don't know how to do 10-minute shit. Remember, they used to do 10-minute shit for school and stuff like that. They don't do that no
more.
No, you don't teach your kids how to write in script of 10-minute shit. They just won't know.
Nope. If you're, and I'm going to call this a social media whore. If you're a social media whore and you have children, your children are going to be social media whores as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing now. That's the thing.
Well,
that's the thing now.
Like, I got to be a social media whore. I got to put everything on Facebook. Ooh, look
at
me.
Well, look
hey,
at
look
it.
At me.
Well, look at it
that's
like this.
Thing.
It's amazing how somebody can become famous off of the dumbest shit or making, like, a sex tape. Now, let's look at this Kardashian shit. So,
right,
her and Ray J were getting it on in a video. And, of course, it didn't get leaked. One of them put it up on there.
Got all
these likes. The next, you know, it did a boost for their career. Now,
mm-hmm. No, for her career, really.
Yeah, yeah,
Ray J
career.
Was already doing
so,
something, yeah, for her career.
Yeah, so basically, you getting dug out in the video. But, I mean, it was porn. No matter how you want to look at it, it was porn. And it was on social media, and you got famous off of getting screwed, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're proud of yourself? And you're proud
of
yourself? This is what the media and society promotes.
Right, this
they're,
is what
they're
promoting,
telling
exactly.
You, the psychological scam, listen, disrespect yourself, and you'll be loved.
Exactly.
Not respect yourself.
For what?
And you know what else? Some people,
mm-hmm.
some people, especially when it comes to this whole thing with social media, you know, once again, it was put up for something positive, but people have turned it into a farce.
Oh, my God. Yes,
people
they did.
People turn it into a farce. Because you know what? Yeah, people, you know, if they, you know, they put their relationship on Facebook. And, you know, that's another thing. You know, your relationship is that perfect that you're putting it every day. You're putting, oh, this is this person, this is this person. And then after that, when the relationship doesn't work out, then they use social media to get back at that person.
Yeah, they want you to think that their relationship is, oh, it's so, oh, we got the best one. Oh, we, yeah. Mm-hmm, so.
All right, well,
you're
going
to
put
sure
up the frame.
I'm sure you
check
do.
This out. Check this out. You can't tell anybody to mind their business. You can't tell anybody to mind their business when you're putting your business on social media.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So what you going to say? Oh, well, I ain't mean for this person to see it. I wanted somebody else to see it. No. You wanted everybody.
Let me just say this. You wanted everybody to see it.
Yep.
And everybody done see it.
Wait a minute. As soon as somebody says something that
person
doesn't
want to
hear,
you're a hater.
Mm-hmm. Then
oh,
you get an attitude. You hating on me and John. You ain't gonna be in charge.
But if you ain't put it out there, then how the hell is it that what you expect me to say? If you ain't put it out there for me to see
they,
it,
you know, because they want you to be, they want you to be co-signing. They want you to say,
right.
"Oh, girl."
Yep.
Well, they want, and it's mostly women that want that other women. I notice other women. Oh, oh, girl, your man is so good. Oh, oh, y'all doing it? Oh, y'all went to Atlantic City last year. That's
people.
What they want. That's
yeah,
what they
you,
want. They want
what?
All those 50 faces under the pictures. And, oh, my God, oh, y'all so in love. And, yeah, and
yeah.
You could be home whipping the shit out of her, and you told my day so much in love. You understand
or
what
she,
I'm saying?
Exactly. And, you know, you're putting up all this stuff.
Well, she
and
might
you know
be
what,
doing
guys,
it to him. Shoot.
Yeah, she might
he
be,
might be doing it to him.
And you know what else? They break up all of a sudden. Then she's sitting there cursing him out on Facebook, showing pictures like, yeah, look at what you're missing. Look at all of this. And that's like, you know, you know, people have become kids. People are acting like little children when it comes to social media.
Oh, my goodness. Are
yo,
you kidding me?
It's making people dumb. Listen, that's why some people, there was this one of my coworkers. He told me he was on Facebook for a long time, but then after he noticed that the pattern, it was becoming a habit, he took himself off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He canceled his account. And he says, you know what? He's never felt more better because he doesn't have to check his phone every time his phone is ringing, his alert, and seeing what's on Facebook. Facebook this. You know, what's funny is this. Like Brother B could tell, like Brother B, I'm on Facebook if I need to be. If there's something going on, I'll put something up there. But I'm not going to put my everyday life on Facebook. I'm not going to put my everyday life on Instagram, on Twitter, on WhatsApp. I'm not going to be putting all that stuff up on there. Come on, man. I mean, get a life. But like I said, some people, they go into the toilet. Oh, my goodness. I look at me. I'm on the toilet. Look at I have diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
I have diarrhea.
Yeah, these
I have
people.
I have diarrhea. And you know what? Even worse, you know what? They're gonna go Facebook Live talking about. Ooh, oh my goodness! Oh,
I blew up the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I just blew up the bathroom.
Oh gosh! Oh,
you know,
these people are just disgusting. Now. I don't know. I don't
like
know.
This one brother said. This one dude one time said it. Man, listen, I'm gonna pray for you, my brothers. I'm gonna pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, my brothers. You know, it's just pure ridiculousness that people are putting that stuff on there. And it's a shame that, you know, this happened this week with this idiot. And then the other guy in Brooklyn, you'll read it in the Daily News. He was apparently, let me see, I'm going to look for the article right now because you know what? You guys got to hear about this craziness because what happened, this made no sense about what this young dude did. He, you know,
I'm really shocked and disappointed in our species.
No,
because we have sunken, we're not evolving.
We're
digressing. We're regressing. You know, like it's sad that we're going backwards on the evolution scale, because and some are going forward. Because the reason why some are going forward because the people that they put stuff like this out for people to go backwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to keep
some
you
of us
distracted from what's really going on.
But Brother B, you know what? But Brother B and Big Red, you know what it is with some people? They'll sit there and blame other people in society and say, oh, it's their fault. No, it's not. Listen, they gave you the bait, but they fed you this, but yet you're taking the bait and running away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you're sitting there putting things up on social media that you shouldn't be putting up on there. Why is it that you have to put like certain things? You know, it's nobody's business what's going on.
Yeah, but that's not what's popping in the streets.
And you know what? If you're going to be put, and if you're going to be putting things where you're sitting there putting a, you know, a bunch of nonsense on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
why would you do that? And then after you take it as a joke, but then after you're going to put up a bunch of crimes like people getting jumped. I mean, listen, I'm from Brooklyn. There's this park in Brooklyn called Brooklyn Bridge Park, which is mm-hmm. in the Dumbo section of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it's a very nice place. I've been there many times. But then recently, something happened at Brooklyn Bridge Park that was really nasty. These girls, and Brother B will agree with me on this one, with when I say our people,
mm-hmm.
went over to this park and jumped somebody in that park and put it all over social media. I'm like, man, oh, man, what the hell is going on here?
I'm telling you.
You know what's going on? You know what's going on?
Yeah.
A lot of us, and it doesn't have to be us per se, but what's going on is you're
society.
Giving. No, listen. People are giving government and the powers that be the right to come in and say, listen, we're going to have to limit your freedoms, your First Amendment. Because
yeah.
somebody else brought that up, too, about the whole First Amendment thing. You're giving government a reason to clamp down on your First Amendment right, because obviously you cannot control yourself when it comes down to the usage of it. Your First Amendment right, your freedom of speech, doesn't mean that you have to go out there and say every goddamn thing. Your freedom doesn't consist of you videotaping somebody dead on the floor after just getting shot in the head and putting it on Facebook. Your freedom does not consist of jumping someone, an innocent person, and then put, because you know, you're violating people's rights and you're airing it. So who
mm-hmm.
do you think is going to protect these people? That's when government, somebody's going to step in and say, yo, you're out of control. So here we are to control it. We wouldn't
right.
be here if it wasn't
yep.
for you. So thank
yep.
you. Thank you for giving us power. Once again,
yeah, because
psychological scam behind social media. Because people
yep.
don't know how to control their goddamn selves, and they're out here putting all this stuff, doing all of this stuff on social media. So you're giving law enforcement, you're giving government. Like, you know what? Maybe we need to change some things. Maybe people.
Because,
and that's
what's
going to start in the back. Because, see, that's why they put all that stuff
happening.
On Facebook now.
Because, you know what? Let me tell you something. Believe it or not, the feds are watching social media. They know
oh,
what
yeah.
you're putting up there. They know who you are. And you go up
yep.
there and put something stupid, you're giving yourself up. Like I said before,
yep.
ain't nobody snitching on you. You're snitching on yourself when you're putting things up there.
Yep.
You're putting up the stuff on Instagram. You're putting up the stuff on Facebook. You're putting up the stuff on Twitter. You're putting up things on Snapchat. You think the feds aren't watching? The feds are watching you big time like a damn hawk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just
the feds. Mm-hmm. Fans are
but yo, you got pedophiles. You got
mm-hmm. oh, that's big. Yeah.
You got all type of people watching what you're doing on Facebook. So when somebody is stalking you or when somebody is just looking at you funny, that you never know. They probably saw you on Facebook twerking or playing with yourself. And
he said,
yo,
yeah,
they're like, oh, I like you. I like you. Listen, you can like my, no, you can like my, but no, I like you in real life.
Parents,
I want to be with,
and
you know what I'm saying? People
and
crazy.
That's why parents, and this is the thing, that's why parents, y'all need to put a block on that social media thing, especially when it comes to your kids, because
right.
these things that have been happening, especially with these young girls who go on social media and start twerking, half naked, running around, believe it or not, trust me, you're a father or a mother, you got to go to work on that child.
Absolutely. But guess what? Social media is raising the kids now.
Oh,
then
yeah.
It used to be the teenies raising the kids. Now social media is raising the kids because, as Brother B said before, unfortunately, you have a lot of single-parent households. And, you know, even with a mother and father in the home, mom and dad has to work. They have to work to keep up with, you know, they got to pay the rent. They got to pay bills. They got to, you know, if they have a house, they got to pay that mortgage. They got to have their car to get the kids to and from school. Got to keep them in clothes. Got to keep pampers. It's sad that we live in that type of society where the parents can't parent anymore. And I'm not just talking about the single parents. Parents cannot parent anymore.
Yes.
Because
no, they don't.
We have to work.
But also, you know what? You have some parents out there
that are not doing the proper work. It's not just work. I mean, sorry to cut across, K-Dog, but it's not just work.
Yeah.
Because now you got programs, you got agencies like ACS, and other people saying that, oh, you can't do this to your kid. You can't discipline your kid. So they're taking power away from the parent. And
exactly.
Telling you what you can and can't do.
Right.
Like anything could be considered abuse now. But yet the real people out there that are doing wrong to their kids, nothing happens to them.
Nope. Until the child dies, then all of a sudden
they do something. Yeah, because you know what? This
nine
is what's
times.
Going on.
He's at the house nine
and,
times and we ain't seen nothing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now this is what happens with social media. This is where social media comes in. Why do you think all these people are these kids could do whatever they want on social media and get away with it? But I've seen some fathers. One time I saw a video of a father whooping his daughter because she was twerking on I think it was Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and everybody wanted the father to get locked up.
I remember that. Everyone. Oh,
listen. Shut up.
Unbelievable.
Lock him
exactly.
up for what? Discipline
lock him
kid,
up for
I
what?
Remember,
he was whipping her tail.
Listen, I remember there was one on Facebook where the son was being disrespectful. So Pop started, you know what I'm saying, started boxing him. And letting him know, like, yo, you're not going to disrespect me in my house and I'm feeding you and all this and that. But people were like, oh, I think that was a little extreme. And all,
oh,
you
the
know
father
what? It was
should
only,
have went to jail.
Yeah, listen, it was only extreme because it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a kid, let your kid come in the house smoking weed and being disrespectful to you. The first thing you're going to pick up is whatever you is near you.
Yep.
And smack that child.
And how about this? The one that said that, they child probably sitting up in somebody's damn jail cell for
exactly.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
he shouldn't have did that. Oh, I shouldn't have beat him. Yeah, go ahead. You should have beat him. You should have beat him. You wouldn't be sitting in there right in the violence some damn way now.
Well, listen.
Yeah,
if it's not you that beat him, it's going to be the COs or the cops that's going to beat him.
That's right. Or the cops going to beat him. Or them little Negroes in there, they're going to beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know what an ass whipping is really like.
Yep, exactly.
It's like it doesn't make sense. Nah, it's never going to make sense. Because once again, they're going to let it keep happening. You just had a dude running around. She just killed somebody on social media. But you would think, now some people think that Facebook Lives should stick around. Listen, let me tell you.
Nah, they need to stop that.
I think they need to stop anything. Unless it's a picture, I don't think anybody should be allowed to upload any type of video onto any of these social media websites at all. And if you want to do that, you should have a damn license to do
yep.
it, to upload videos. Because you're
yep.
taking the image of somebody else that you have no permission to get their image and put it on Facebook. And at the same time, if you're doing some dumb stuff and you an image of yourself, you should have a license to be able to put videos up there like that. And it should cost a pretty penny. Because
right.
all you're doing is influencing somebody else to do something stupid. Because that's all it is.
Yep.
One stupid blind leading the blind. One jackass to another jackass.
A wasn't that Andrew.
And I told about it because, like, I'm like, yo, because, yo, are you serious? You're jumping from a balcony to the couch, and you're going to record it, and then when you, and you know you're
going
to hurt.
No, she tried. She tried. She missed the whole.
But
she measured it out wrong. Because she thought she was trying to go for the couch.
Whatever she was trying to do. Yo, it's not funny. Why do we have to laugh at someone else's tragic situation?
Man.
That's not how it's supposed to be. Whatever happened to empathy?
No, it's not. It's not, but that's what it is. That went out the window now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because of social media, and I want attention.
And you know what? People are becoming slaves to it, and that's the sad part about it. And it's over. Some people, you have to wonder, do they have a brain or what?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it because brains are getting smaller. I doubt they got brains. You can't say that you have some type of intelligence, or you can't call yourself smart. If you turn around and advertise death, or you're advertising pain.
Like, makes no sense.
No.
Yo, you're raping
people
a girl.
They tag them.
You're raping a girl and you're putting it on social media for everybody to see. So my thing is, what do you get out of that? Because now it seems like, you know, you're trying to make it seem like rape is okay. Like, oh, the rape of somebody is cool. Oh, let's put it on social media. Yo, really?
Right.
Listen.
And,
wow.
You know, that's sad for our young boys.
Let that have been my daughter. Let that have been my daughter. Listen, you could have put me under the jail. You could have put me in a rocket ship and sent me to another planet. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. And you can be dead, whoever can listen. My actions would have been justified. Because you want to rape my, you want to violate my child and then put it on social media? Well, I'm going to crack your head open, and I'm going to put that on social media. And tell your mama to watch, if you got one. And see how you like that. Catch me outside. How you like that?
Yeah, right. How you like that?
You know what I'm saying?
Catch me outside.
Yeah,
how you like that?
3054, you're on the air with the menu. I can feel I know who this is.
It's that time again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to
get
a drum roll.
Well, is I the Hot Rod, and I am Facebooking live from the bathroom, me sitting on a toilet, taking care of business. So watch my Facebook live right now. I'm full of crap. I need to get rid of this crap right now.
And you're about to get a million views. Can somebody
watch what? I could do that and get a million views. If I do something good, I give food to homeless people, I get like 10 views. Go figure.
Exactly. Like I
right.
said, with the nonsense.
I just finished. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to cut y'all off. I just finished reading that story that that K-Dot was just saying about the young man that fell from his death from running from the police because of a robbery.
Yeah.
That's what it was, right? Yeah, I just finished reading about it. It's on Insta. They're showing a picture of him on Instagram, and I just finished reading about it. You ain't say that he had just got out of jail.
He just came home.
He did a robbery or he was a suspect in a robbery. It's like, are you saying now you dead? Like
exactly.
I mean, I didn't mean to
and
laugh
video,
at it, but it's just like. Yeah, it's just like, oh my god, you.
I was talking about it.
What's the problem with laughing? Listen, he must have found it comical himself. Because first of all,
to do something that stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, K-Dog, Big Red, Hot Rod. I'm gonna just say this, and I gotta shut up for a minute. How are you going to tie bed sheets together like you saw in whatever cartoon
Thank
you was
you.
Watching? Like Looney Tunes.
Dude.
But you got
they don't know the
how are you climbing out the window with your phone again?
People think that what they see on TV is real. That's how this dumb
K-Dog.
I mean, hey.
K-Dog.
K-Dog.
K-Dog, I will buy you a keg of beer. I will buy you a keg of beer, a case of Hennessy. Explain to me the logic behind climbing out a window on some bed sheets with a phone in your hand, videotaping.
Let me just say this.
Batman and Robin.
Too much Batman or watching Looney Tunes or something like that. Because you know what? When I heard about it on the news, I had to ask myself, what the hell? And what the hell was this dude thinking? What, you think that bed sheets? What, you think that's it's you can't tell the difference between television and reality?
You did say he just came home. Maybe he thought he was in that show Prison Break. And
Maybe
they had him watching Prison Break.
Hot Rod. This clown, this dude tied
on a Green Mile or something.
And he tried to climb out the window, but yet his weight, he fell seven stories to his death. And the video showed, in the video I saw today on WorldStar, we have to keep ourselves like, oh, man, this guy was really stupid. He was wilding. Apparently, when the police came, the police found him on the ground. He was on the ground. His neck was broken. The police were like, yeah, we came in his and we saw him fall.
Because his dumb behind put it on Facebook, and they found out he put it on there, and they made the officers surround the building. So they was outside where he was jumping.
And downstairs. And they were behind the door. They were behind the door, and they were downstairs.
Yeah.
There was no way you could escape. And then after you're going to say, oh, I just came home. Oh, I can't believe they're doing this to me. Tape.
Oh man.
I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But then after, he didn't videotape himself making the sheets. The video came, I think, from a neighbor when they said, yeah, the police was just standing there dumbfounded, like, what the hell? This guy just came out of nowhere.
Hot Rod. Could you explain this, please?
Yeah, please.
Can you explain this?
Easy. And you know what? Internet? Okay. Before I get started, I never forget what my former boss told me. I'm like, why are you not on Facebook or any social media? He told me social media is the devil. And this coming from an old man. And I laughed at him years ago. I'm like, social media is not the devil. Please, what are you talking about? Then look at us now. I'm not saying us, but I'm talking about society now.
Right.
Internet is have no chill. And I think people do stupid things because everybody wants to be famous fast. There's like last week's conversation how people want to buy a condo instead of buying a house. People want things the easy way.
Yeah.
People want to be famous fast, whether it's something stupid or something good. Because if I get 1,000 likes or a million views, I'm internet famous. Because purpose ever, like Brother B said, catch me outside line, that girl, you tell me that girl who cursed her mother out, who treats people like crap, is getting her own show.
Oh, yeah, she's getting her own show. Yeah.
Man, this is the thing, man. It's like, you know, people are becoming slaves to social media. And this is what's selling, negativity and stupidity.
K-Dog,
so,
Big Red, and Hot Rod, neither one of you still explain to me how you going to tie bed sheets together, give up your location to the damn police, and hold the phone
let me explain to you.
But
he should have been on there and said, I can't reach my utility belt.
Hold on.
Robin, I can't reach my utility belt.
Here's why I got to say about that.
But Brother B, I don't know if you guys talked about the Coney Island incident earlier.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
So if I jump Brother B, I want to record myself jumping and fighting with Brother B. Like, let me give the cops more reason to arrest me. My face is right there. I'm like, are people that stupid? So
Tomorrow
they got arrested because of that video.
Well, some of these dumbass kids don't think jail is real. Like, they think it's a rite of passage.
No, they think it's a joke.
Thing they want to do is talk junk about cops and all this. Listen, you're giving cops work.
Giving them overtime.
So don't get mad at the cops. Listen, first of all, I would have an attitude, too. If I got to be in a uniform, listen, I wear vests at work, and vests are annoying. So, I would have the attitude, I got to drive around, uniform, a vest on, and then turn around, your dumbass is doing something that you
doing some dumbass stuff.
And I got to stop it. I have to sit there and be like, yo, and then you want to mouth off? So, yeah, you're going to piss me off to the highest level of pissivity, and, yeah, it's going to go down. Something's going to go down.
But I like that concept you said, because, once again, we all complain about the cops, and we all complain about us being the hood, and this is the same stereotype that keep going on that we carry on, and that's why we have this negativity today and this beef between cops
but
and
then after,
black people.
But then after,
but
listen
Lord,
to this, Hot Rod.
But like K-Dog,
you
like
keep
K-Dog
bringing things onto yourself.
Right.
They are.
Well, but
the
whole thing is,
yep.
And then, but listen, you want to, you, what did you say, K-Dog? Oh, forgive me for laughing. No, because they're laughing too.
Yep. You know what they
say? They be like, look at these monkeys. Look at these
no, because you
yep,
know
they sure are.
And
these
and
monkeys,
Hot Rod.
These
and
monkey
Hot Rod.
Ends. Look at them. Look
and
at
you
them.
Know what's funny?
Exactly.
You know what's funny? When you try to explain it, and there's a friend of ours, and I know I have to mention him. He's gonna say that's not true. It's just psychological. There's no psychological distress about this. It's just plain ignorance and stupidity. Because if you're going to go ahead and put everything that you do on social media, there's no need for us to call the cops. There's no need for me to pick up the phone and dial 911. Because guess what? The feds are watching you. The feds watch
mm-hmm.
every move.
They already know. And
they
already
know.
Social media was created by the white people.
Yeah,
because
yep.
it's a way to monitor you. Listen, all you do, like I said earlier, you're giving them the power to shit on you.
You're giving them ammunition.
But listen, if I looked at Facebook, listen, I'm gonna say it. If I wasn't, matter of fact, whether I'm black, white, Indian, or whatever, just looking at certain things on Facebook. Dude, I'd just be scared, period, of human beings. Yo, real talk, when you look at some of the stuff that's going on social media, this is why I go to work and I stay in the house. I rarely, there's certain things I just don't do because, yo, people are crazy. People are freaking crazy. There's no reason to be that crazy. No damn reason.
Right.
Well, like we discuss all the time, there's, like Big Red said, there's fear in today's society. People are afraid for whatever reason. Now we're afraid that North Korea might bomb us, or Russia, or whatever country that...
Yeah, but guess what? We're not paying attention to that.
We're not paying attention to that.
Because we've been watching this fool that then killed, you know, that killed that man and killed himself. We busy watching the whole boy climbing down the you know, killing himself, climbing down the building like he's Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? We busy watching the damn girl jumping off the thing trying to do a Jackie Chan move. Listen, why do we have to worry about Korea and the Russians and we ain't worried about them people. So
like
you busy watching
earlier,
that stuff.
Like I said earlier, we don't television is trash because of reality TV. That's another topic. And on top of that, social media. People don't read no more, man. People don't read no. Listen, Big Red, Brother B, Hot Rod, people do not pick up a book and read anymore.
They probably don't know how to.
Exactly.
Why should I read if I can listen to a book?
They can't ask them to spell their names. They can't even spell it. Ask them to take out a pen and write something on paper. They can't even do it. They'll probably write like chicken scratch. You know what's sad?
Yep.
When you have grown adults who are reading at seventh grade level, when you have seventh graders who are reading at
fourth grade level,
that's the sad part about it.
Fifth grade, some of them reading at second grade. We need 40.
Exactly.
And that's why we're getting bombed sooner or later.
And guess what? They don't care because they're going to pass their ass. Oh, yeah, just let them go. Let's just get his ass out of school. Yeah, they don't care about that. Especially if he's a troublesome kid, they don't care.
And you know what about the real world? I mean, what real world that we're living in? Because you know what? Since social media has taken control of some people, it's making some people become dead zombies or something. But people are getting
fucking dead,
you know.
But I think, in all due fairness, when social media first started, I don't think anybody intended to be this way. You know, social media was
the creators, the people who created it. Yeah, they knew. They knew. It was an experiment.
Oh, yeah, they know what they played.
They knew what they were doing. Listen,
so they know people like that.
People behind stuff like that, they don't make anything that they know is not going to happen. Same people who create all of these damn diseases, they got the cure for it. They're just not going to give it to you because, I can't charge you $1 million for a cure, but I can charge you $1 million over time trying to make you believe that you're going to cure yourself when you're really just going to die.
But you know, I want to ask a question. I don't really know the real story behind this dude, the Aaron Hernandez thing. What happened with that? Like, what's going on with that?
Well, they said that he has a he was found in his cell. He wrote a biblical verse on his forehead, and they found him hanging in his jail cell.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. He wrote John 3:16 on his
forehead. What did he do?
He wrote John 3:16 on his forehead, took the Bible, left the Bible on his side, and took the bed sheets, which is still questionable, and hung himself on the window from his jail cell.
I don't know. I don't believe that either.
But
yeah, that's kind of like
strange. It happened 5 days after he got acquitted from a double murder in trial. He was serving life in prison anyway.
Right, yeah, that's
murder.
What I was trying to get to, what it was that he, what happened with in terms of that, yeah.
But
so it was a double murder.
Fishy? Yeah.
Does it sound fishy? Of course.
That's what I'm saying. No,
like
of course it sounds fishy.
Like a fish monster.
Yep.
Because, yo,
I'm sorry, for the record, before, I don't want to go off topic too much, but Big Red, Brother B, and Kato, I can't call you by your names anymore because I don't want no sexual harassment charges brought against me because I have no money.
You know what?
So, I'm the same, you know. I don't want to go at you guys anymore, so I know Big Red, that's your nickname, but some people might be offensive by that, so can I call you Red?
I don't care. Yeah, it don't matter to me. Yeah.
You know, I'm not Bill O'Reilly, you know. I don't have Bill O'Reilly money.
Oh, you're
so,
trying,
you know,
trying to be
saying.
Politically correct. You're trying to be politically correct.
No, that
exactly.
Is so
like
silly.
That.
I
you're
can't
trying,
with
oh, man.
You. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Listen. You can
damn
be politically correct all you want. You already said that you was on the toilet. So you were already being offensive by saying something.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
It was a sexual
innuendo. Exactly. I was born at point of
window.
No matter what you say, someone could take it the wrong way. Just like people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like social media. You post this on social media, Big Red could be offensive, or she think I'm talking towards her, which what I post, it could be completely different to
right,
what other
yeah.
people
oh, say. I know what that's like. I know what that
like
means.
The possession of it, you know, like, really? So... Because, like,
that's
Big Red will always say, people are too sensitive.
But,
yeah,
you know
what?
But you
can't.
Let me tell
you. The thing is, people got to stop being, like, it's like being overly, like, there's nothing wrong with being sensitive, but people are just, like, a little too sensitive now. Like,
but guess what?
You know what
social media, you know what it is with social media, and I've learned this over the years, you know how many friendships broke up because of that, how many relationships and friendships? There are people who have had arguments on social media years ago,
yep.
who are still no longer, who could never be friends again.
Of course.
Yeah,
but you know what,
exactly.
but that's the opposite. But
yeah.
See, that's the whole thing. That's the psychological scam. You think you're bringing people together, but you're actually dividing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's a tool to, listen, my whole thing is, certain things should just not be in excess. You know how they say, you know, you have certain things in moderation? The same thing with social media. It should be in moderation. But it's not. It's too open. It's too accessible. It's okay. too free. So now, like you were saying about everybody being too sensitive, Red and Hot Rod, people are so sensitive. You know why? Because everybody has something to say now. Everybody has a stage, and it's called Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Everybody can get on and say what they have to say, whether they believe it or not,
yes, they do.
Whether they care
mm-hmm.
about it or not. Everybody has a cause that they're putting on the computer. Everybody has something to say. You're giving
right.
a voice to the voiceless, and there's some people that just shouldn't say anything.
True. But what happened to, like, with our show, like, Charlotte and I always agree. The point of our show is we're supposed to agree to disagree. Big Red, you,
right.
Kato, and I, we don't have to agree on the same matter. That's what makes everybody different, you know?
Yeah. But
I
right.
mean, I like,
Rod,
I mean, I like
you
what
know,
you said, but you know what? You're my friend anyway, regardless. That's what makes
you,
and that's what makes me.
Some people
right.
don't see it that way because, you know what, I'll personally speak about this. Like, I had a personal experience that happened on Facebook in which, you know, it turned into a nasty, big, fat argument, and this person and I are no longer friends. And I'm like, wow, you know, Facebook really showed a wreck on that friendship. And, you know, people are very sensitive because they swear that everything is all about them, and it's really not all about
yeah.
you. Because someone
exactly.
can put something up on Facebook or someone put up something on Instagram, and you're not even talking to the person, but yet the person will take it the wrong way. And then next
yeah,
thing you know, you two are no longer friends.
Yeah.
Or better yet,
but
even
Big Red.
With relation.
Yeah. Wait. I got to wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before you say that, Hot Rod, I yeah. just wanted to say something real quick. Yo, real talk, I just saved a lot of money by switching to Geico.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Good word.
No, I did.
I can't with you.
Yo, I'm ready to do my commercial now. Geico need to call me. I'm ready for my 15 minutes.
Yo, go on Facebook Live and do that joint, man.
I should, right? Just throwing a nice little show.
Why not?
I really did save money switching to Geico. I did. That's but as you
oh,
said,
Hot Rod. God.
But you can't front. That commercial is catchy. It is a catchy commercial.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
But to
yes.
this point, how can I, it just cracked me up, if I cannot say it to your face, I have to say it on social media to everybody know. If I have a problem with you or if I have a disagreement with you, why I cannot come to you personally? Even
because
even
they're cowards. They're cowards. They don't want to. Why would I come to you and say what I have to say? Because guess what? If I come to you and say what I have to say to you and you don't like what I said, you might end up whipping my behind or something like that, or punching me in my face.
Somebody.
Okay.
True.
Or get my feelings hurt.
Or
get your feelings hurt. Or heartbroken or something like that. Yeah. So I'd rather go on social media. You know, social media is safer. Because at least if you say something, I could be like, oh, okay. But then it's like they still get their butt feelings hurt on social media.
But wait a minute. But now that you said it on social media, if something happened to me, then they know who did it. They'll get that.
Right, exactly. Maybe. I had it recorded.
Oh, yeah.
And something happened. Doggone it.
Yo, we got less than 90 seconds left. K-Dog, any parting words?
Listen, people, pick up a damn book and read. Watch real television, not some stupid reality show. Watch more documentaries. And parents, please teach your children better. And people, stop doing stupid things, man. Think before you do something, before you put it on social media. Thank you very much. Peace,
Hot
love,
Rod.
And hair grease.
Tune in Monday night, Blog Talk Radio, Absolute Truth, our 100th show. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Uh oh.
Big Red, take it out, Big Red.
Like I said, just stop looking for attention. It's not worth it. Find yourself worth. Find yourself worth. Look in that mirror and say to yourself, listen, I am somebody. I'm worth something. Somebody likes me somewhere. But you know what? Stop seeking it on social media because it's really not that serious.
Big red like me.
And on that note, another episode of Menu in the Can. Hot Dog, Rod, Big Red K Dog. Y'all crazy.
Oh, God.
Everybody have a good night,
oh,
guys.
So crazy,
good night,
guys.
Good night,
guys.
Good night,
y'all.
Good night. Monday night, Absolute Truth, 10:30, Block Talk Radio.
That's
thank you
right.
So much. All Monday.
Right.
All right.
Later,
right
guys.
Later, y'all.
All right.